You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The nominees for the 91st Academy Awards were revealed earlier this morning. From a Netflix movie to a superhero mega hit, getting a Best Movie nomination, history was made this morning. But even as some things change, some things stay the same. No female was nominated for Best Director, and there were other snubs as well. Joining me live in studio to get us updated on all things Oscar is Boise Weekly movie critic George Prentice. Welcome, George.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so should we start with Best Picture and how this works?
We should. So now, just to set the table, if you will, this is how nominations happen. Let's get to producers last. Writers nominate writers. Actors nominate writers. For categories such as Best Screenplay, only the Writers Guild has been nominating these.
Hmm.
Same thing for cinematographers and songwriters, et cetera. Everyone gets to have a say in the nominations for Best Picture. And there can be as many as 10 nominees. This year there are 8. And what that means is whatever number 9 was, there was a significant gap between number 8 and number 9. So that's why there's 8 nominations.
But it used to be only like 4 or 5.
It used to be five. They want to expand it and thinking that they would get more populist movies. In most years, they haven't. This year, they have. The real headline here is that people have actually seen some of these films.
Right? There you go.
3 of them were box office hits. Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, and A Star is Born are box office hits. And I can't remember. I think the last box office hit that took home Best Picture was Titanic.
Right. And that was, 97, something
we
like that?
Much younger than
that. So much younger. Yeah, I was a baby when that came out.
Anyway, there are 8,200 voting members. Everyone gets to vote on all the nominees. But let's start with Best Picture early this morning. I mean early.
Early. Right.
5:20 a.m. Pacific time. Talk about drawing the short straw. There was Kumail Nanjiani. He's the star of Silicon Valley, Oscar nominated for writing The Big Sick last year, and Tracy Ellis Ross, and they announced the nominations.
Black Panther, Kevin Feige, producer.
Black Klansman, Sean McKittrick, Jason Blum, Raymond Mansfield, Jordan Peele, and Spike Lee, producers.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Graham King, producer.
The Favorite, Cece Dempsey, Ed Gainey, Lee Magaday, and Yorgos Lanthimos, producers.
Green Book, Jim Burke, Charles B. Wessler, Brian Curdy, Peter Farrelly, and Nick Vallelonga, producers.
Roma, Gabriela Rodriguez and Alfonso Cuarón, producers.
A Star is Born, Bill Gerber, Bradley Cooper, and Lynette Howell Taylor, producers.
And the 8th and final nominee, Vice, Dede Gardner, Jeremy Kleiner, Adam McKay, and Kevin Messick, producers.
Wow.
If anyone tells you there's a front runner, don't believe them.
Okay.
Don't believe them. There are so many history-making possibilities here. No foreign film has ever won the Best Picture.
Should it? I mean, there's a foreign film.
Indeed, Roma is nominated for 10 Oscars, including Best Foreign Film, Best Director, Screenplay, and everything else, and also Best Picture. And here we go with the Netflix debate. You've heard of the AMC and Regal theater chains.
Right.
Regal, I think, is the major franchise owner here in Idaho and in the Treasure Valley. They announced this morning, every year, 2 weeks before the Oscars, they make a point of screening, offering all of the Best Picture nominees. They will not screen Roma. They say, Netflix is in the business of killing us, of putting us out of business.
Interesting.
We're not going to show Roma. A lot of people may have seen it, but I bet you they saw it at home on that streaming service. And goodness knows, Netflix, and this has already been reported, is about to launch the biggest Oscar campaign in Oscar history, where they will buy full-page ads and papers across the nation to get people to basically to watch it on Netflix as well as get a Best Picture Oscar. But it's a beautiful film. I have seen it. I saw it at the premiere last September. I love it. That said, what is the difference between this and a picture made for television?
Because Netflix, that would be my question.
Netflix picks up a boatload of Emmys. So what? Help me out with this.
So, I mean, right. The next question would be, so should all of these movies be nominated for Emmys? Because someday you're going to be able to watch them at home on your TV.
Yeah, but it got nominated for 10 Oscars this morning. The most tied with The Favorite, which also was nominated for 10. Mm-hmm. But let's take a look at these nominees. As I said, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, and A Star is Born are popular. There are films about racism in America here, Green Book and Black Klansman. There are idiosyncratic films, mm-hmm. The art house films like The Favorite and Vice.
You
could throw the dice on this one.
What's nice to see, and you said this earlier, mm-hmm. is that to actually have movies that people have seen, because there have been years where, back before children when I had time, mm-hmm. I used to want to go see every Oscar-nominated film.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen many of these films, doesn't always happen.
Which ought to improve the television ratings. And the television ratings have been dropping on the Oscars for years now because of this exact issue.
Right.
Because people say, I've never heard of these films. I think I know these actors, but I've never seen these.
Right.
Well, Black Klansman, is pretty good, but Black Panther.
Everybody's seen Black Panther.
See that. So, very interesting.
So let's talk about Best Actor then and those nominations.
Let's listen.
And now for performance by an actor in a leading role. Christian Bale in Vice. Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen in Green Book.
We've been talking about these films for months now, mm-hmm. so it's no surprise, I think, to us and to your listeners. That said, I can't figure out who's going to win this. Christian Bale has won, I think, the Golden Globe Awards, mm-hmm. the Critics' Choice Awards. That said, Vice did not do well at the box office, and it is a rather divisive film. Willem Dafoe, I think everyone likes Willem Dafoe. I bet you if we went outside and asked 100 people, have you seen At Eternity's Gate? They'll ask us, what is that?
I would have said, I just saw Aquaman. He was in that.
Yeah, there you go. Rami Malek seems to be the critic's darling, and indeed, he was obviously nominated by his peers for Best Actor. I think there's a shot there. I still think Bradley Cooper has a really strong chance of winning Best Actor here because for some reason he was not nominated for Best Director.
Right.
Yeah. And so I think that the Academy likes to kind of make good on mm-hmm. certain snubs. So I think there's that. And then Viggo Mortensen in Green Book. We love him because he has a home up in Northern Idaho.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Best Actress. And let's listen to the nominations. And I have a question for you.
You bet.
For performance by an actress in a leading role. Yalitza Aparicio in Roma. Glenn Close in The Wife. Olivia Colman in The Favorite. Lady Gaga in A Star is Born. And Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Which, by the way, you can now see Can You Ever Forgive Me in the Dollar Theater here.
It's really, really good, and she's fabulous. And by the way, this is the second Oscar nomination for Melissa McCarthy. Don't ever underestimate her talent.
She's phenomenal,
she
really.
Yeah.
What's interesting, Lady Gaga and Glenn Close both nominated, and they tied at the Golden Globes.
Indeed. Now, this is Glenn Close's seventh Oscar nomination without a win.
Oh, she's like the Susan Lucci of the Oscars.
She is the Susan Lucci of the Oscars. And I think that if she does win, it's because she hasn't won. The Wife is an okay movie at best. Everyone, I think, really likes Glenn Close. She gives a really good acceptance speech. So if that's what they want, they may vote for her. I still think Lady Gaga is the odds-on favorite here, though.
But Emily Blunt, not nominated.
Not nominated. And I think it's because Yalitza Aparicio for Roma was. And by the way, she is amazing in Roma as the domestic. But I think that's what bumped Emily Blunt out of this category.
I was very surprised to see that.
I think a lot of people were, and especially people working for Disney.
Right, exactly. So again, though, all of these, with the exception of Roma, 2 weeks before the Oscars, you'll be able to see these movies if you haven't seen them.
Yep.
I am fascinated to see what happens with Roma, though.
Well, here's the game changer. And anyone who doesn't think that politics doesn't play into the Oscars isn't paying attention. Any opportunity that Hollywood has to flip the bird to the Trump administration, they're going to do it. And in the midst of a border wall debate, Roma lends itself right to that debate. And a emotional speech from Alfonso Cuarón, and you can bet it would be. He is a genius among us. Hollywood may want to give it for Roma for that exact reason.
But how does that work moving forward with giving a Best Picture award to a Netflix streaming, you know, device? Basically?
Well, all of a sudden the studios are going to have a major problem with their purveyors, which is to say theater owners. That you've got a problem in how you push your product out. It's very much a business, and that's why they call it show business. They don't call it show. Mm-hmm. Show business.
And is there a change in how people view
Netflix
movies?
Netflix is, don't they own the world already?
I think they do.
Oh, okay.
But here's my question with that is like, I still love to go have that movie experience. And some movies that you just want to see them on the big screen. And nobody can make movie popcorn like a movie theater can, no matter
how
much it costs. But let's talk about the generations behind us that, I mean, are we seeing less people going to the movies, like less younger people? I mean, how does that all play into
this? I'll share this with you. The most, you know how we have debates over Christmas with our relatives?
Mm-hmm.
The most emotional debate I had with my relatives on Christmas Eve was about Roma. And everyone under the age of 30 said, Uncle George, would you just wake up? This is how we watch the movies, on our phones, on our laptops. Who cares? And I got into my argument about the future of the industry and the communal experience of enjoying film in a cinema. And why the Oscars were invented in the first place, to promote the cinema-going experience. And boy, we ended at a standstill.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Uncle George. We are talking all things Oscars today as the nominations for the 91st Academy Awards were revealed earlier this morning. George Prentice with the Boise Weekly, our movie critic, joins me once again. So let's talk quickly, George, about how the voting works.
Yeah.
You touched on it briefly, but this is fascinating because I never knew how this worked.
It really is. So again, there's 8,200 members of the Academy and everybody will vote on all the categories. But there's one big difference, and that's the Best Picture. You not only vote for what you think should be the Best Picture, you have a second choice, your number two choice. For a movie to win the Best Picture Oscar, it must have at least half of all the votes. Most of them don't the first time around because there's eight nominees, right? So that's the first round. And then they will drop the movie that has the least amount of votes in the first round, and then it's seven. And then they put all those second choices in. And then they'll drop it again, and they'll keep dropping movies from the bottom until one of those movies gets at least half of the votes. If you do the math, quite often, someone's second choice will emerge. Because people's first choice is usually very particular.
Mm.
I loved it for this very particular reason. Your second choice is usually pretty general. Yeah, I was okay with that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty interesting. What most Best Picture winners haven't gotten most of the votes, or at least half of the votes, the first round. And sometimes they have to go through three or four rounds until you get a film that has at least half the votes.
Wow.
Best Picture.
All right, let's talk about, just with our time left, I want to get to Best Documentary.
Okay.
Because this was a snub.
Yep.
For Best Documentary Feature, Free Solo, Hale County This Morning, This Evening, Minding the Gap, of Fathers and Sons, and RBG.
What is missing from that list?
Where is Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Yeah, it's interesting. They do these alphabetic, and you're thinking, okay, yeah, W's, that's at the end. And you're thinking, what? No, hold it, what?
Right.
How is it possible that the most successful documentary in two generations at the box office is not on this list? And shame on you for doing this to Mr. Rogers, by the way.
It's Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. And so this was a successful film. Not only was that left off the list, but Three Identical Strangers was left off the list.
Oh, right.
Another very successful documentary. This is clear sailing for RBG now. I think that it was going to be between RBG and Won't You Be My Neighbor. It's got to be RBG for Best Documentary now.
So how in the world did this not make that list?
Because not all members of the Academy make the list of nominees for Best Documentary. It is a blue ribbon panel of people who promise to see every eligible documentary. And by the way, that is pretty close to 100 films, and most people haven't seen those films.
Please. Right.
So it gets very inside. And as a result, this is a snub to popular audiences. Audiences loved Won't You Be My Neighbor.
This is what I find fascinating about the Oscars right there.
Yeah.
Is that
it's a club. Sometimes.
It's a little click, and yeah. It's like we're going to put our nose up at anything that the general public likes. And I want to go like, well, you know what? We're the ones that go to the movies. We're the ones that you wouldn't have a job if we wouldn't go see the movie.
If I was hosting, I'd walk.
Well, there you go.
If I was hosting, I'd walk out with a sweater and a pair of sneakers. And I'd sit on the edge of it, and I'd sit down and probably sing, you know, Won't You Be My Neighbor, just in protest.
That would be great.
And then feed the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
I love that.
I love Mr. Rogers.
Okay, speaking of hosts, no host yet.
No host ever. That's not going to happen this year.
Not enough time.
And by the way, there have been many years where there were not hosts. Hmm. I remember them. And they did just fine, thank you. And by the way, that instantly eliminates a monologue, so you'll save about 7 minutes there. It instantly eliminates these. Keep in mind, what does a host do? They come out and they introduce people who read nominees.
Mm-hmm.
So skip all those introductions.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So the announcer will say, and now, ladies and gentlemen, here, Charlize Theron.
George, you should be the announcer.
Anyway, so, so you're saving time there, and you could also give some license to some of the funniest people in Hollywood who will just be nominees.
Mm.
Give Will Ferrell 2 minutes. Give John C. Reilly 3 minutes. Ben Stiller, all these, you know, very funny people. That will make the show.
And more
as
interesting.
As opposed to, you know, a host.
Mm-hmm.
I think by accident this has happened because of the Kevin Hart controversy. I think it's a pretty good idea that we're hostless.
Let's talk about Best Animated Feature as well.
Okay.
Here are the nominees for Best Animated Feature Film. Incredibles 2. Isle of Dogs, Mirai, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
With the exception of Mirai, which is a Japanese film, I think a lot of people have seen these films.
I was just sitting here saying, you know, I've seen 3 of those.
Yeah, so I think that now the Spider-Man movie is pretty great, by the way.
I have
it's
to tell
really
you,
good.
It is really good.
The soundtrack
good.
Is fabulous, and it's been winning a lot of awards. That said, a lot of people work for the Walt Disney Company, and so therefore, and that are in the Academy. And I do think Incredibles 2 is going to give Spider-Man a run for its money.
But I think Ralph Breaks the Internet is better.
And which is another Disney film. So I think they're all really good films. I think the level of animated films has gone head and shoulders higher than it was, say, a generation
ago. Mm-hmm.
These are really, really good films.
That Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and I have to say, I tolerate these movies usually because I have boys that love this stuff. Not to say the girls don't like Spider-Man, but I thought it was so good.
And it was a surprise hit over the holidays, big box office hit. I think it's got a real good chance of winning. I want to give you one pleasant surprise from this morning, and that is in the category of Best Supporting Actor, Sam Elliott. Got his nomination for A Star
Finally.
Is Born. And for
Finally.
Goodness sakes, if you deny Sam Elliott an Oscar, for goodness sakes, who doesn't want to hear him just talk.
Right.
Just read the phone book. Just do the A's.
Right.
You know.
But his performance, though, in A Star Is Born was great.
We were worried because he was nominated for Golden Globe and some other awards. I think he's odds-on favorite. Okay. Who doesn't like Sam Elliott?
You said right here that he would be nominated for
an
Oscar.
Absolutely. So I think that that's a plus for A Star Is Born, which got, I think, 8 nominations. Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Song, which it'll probably win. But I think Sam Elliott has a really good chance of taking home an Oscar.
And quickly with Best Director. So we know Bradley Cooper did not get a nod.
He did not. And if you don't get a Best Director nomination, your odds of winning Best Picture
are not good,
are
right?
not good usually.
Yeah. But Spike Lee got a first nomination, right?
His first directing nomination.
First directing nomination.
Right. I think he's been nominated for a screenplay in the past, et cetera. I think some of the diversity of the membership of the Academy is starting to bear some fruit with some of these nominations. I think that would be a good example. There are, I think, at least four films nominated for Best Picture that have LGBTQ characters in the film. This is a slow turn to turn the Oscars around toward inclusion. But indeed, I think we're moving.
Okay, with under a minute left, really quickly, biggest surprise.
Won't You Be My Neighbor was left off. There ought to be a congressional probe right now.
That's a surprise and a snub is what that is.
Yeah.
That is just not right.
Yeah.
It's really not. I want to thank you for coming in, George. George Prentice, of course, Boise Weekly movie critic. Always great to have you in.
Thanks so much.
And, of course, we'll have you in after the Oscars, too, so we can talk about that.